This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you all doing? The first day of fasting and working. Masjid looks a bit thin tonight. Did we lose some people today? They didn't make it to Maghrib. I couldn't survive. Now, alhamdulillah, it's not easy. It's tough. And I must just mention a little bit about our khuffaz that stand here. A lot of them, they work, they study, and they come. And then one of our khuffaz actually has a night shift. So he leaves immediately and goes to work. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and make it easy for them. I like to say that we are not professionals here, it's a bunch of socials, you know, and alhamdulillah, it's very good. In fact, one of our khufas, sadly, they just broke into his car outside, so we asked the jama'ah for some assistance afterwards to deal with that. But we make dua, inshallah, that it's not easy for everyone, and may Allah reward you for your efforts and your sacrifices. Inshallah, today we're going to start with our Juz Amma tafsir, and today's surah is a bit heavy. And we'll see how it goes. If it becomes too heavy, we'll cut halfway. But it is a very deep surah, a lot deeper than we might think. We might have learned the surah to Shams, surah number 91, the sun. We might have learned it as a child on the laps of our grandmothers. But it's a very, very deep surah. And it goes into the psychology of a human being, what goes on inside of us. Allah speaks about what's in our innermost deep side, our psyche. So some backstory to the surah. The surah number one is Makki. When I said Makki, you remember, it was revealed before Hijrah. At a time when the Muslims were being persecuted, when the Muslims were going through a bit of difficulty, a lot of difficulty, and even the Quraysh at this point in time were on the verge of not only harming the Prophet ﷺ, but actually killing him. So it's in this context that the surah is revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins, وَالشَّمْسِ وَدُحَاهَا. By the sun and the morning brightness. Now, when you see this wow is called the wow of Qasam, the wow of swearing or making a vow, the wow of Sumba, if you want, the Sumba. Right? So Allah is saying, I swear by the sun and by Duha. Duha is that time in the morning when the sun is just risen, it's gentle, it's bright, but it is a warm, gentle kind of sun. It's not yet hot, it doesn't burn, it's a relaxing kind of sun, just after the sun has risen. Now we know that it is not permissible for us to take a qasam, a vow, with anyone besides Allah. You cannot say, I swear by my parents or on my children. This is all shirk. It's not permissible. We can only swear by Allah. I swear by Allah. Yet Allah, when He swears, when He makes a vow, then He is vowing by any of His creations that He chooses. Now we know that if someone says, Wallahi, you know, he's being serious now, this is an important issue, it's not just any kind of matter or news, Wallahi, I saw that, Wallahi, this happened. Now if Allah is saying, I swear, you know He's talking about something big is about to come. And I want you to count how many qasams Allah makes in this surah. So Allah begins, I swear by the sun and by the morning brightness of the sun. Duha, we said, is a gentle morning brightness. And I swear, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. And Allah swears by the moon as it follows it, as the moon follows the sun. And many of the Mufassireen have said, as the moon borrows the light of the sun. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا. And Allah swears by the day, إِذَا جَلَّاهَا, when the sun is in its full brightness. تَجَلَّا is actually used for the wife when she dazzles, she puts on her best clothes and her jewelry and a perfume and presents herself to her husband. She has made tajalla of herself. She's dazzled herself. So Allah says, by the day when it is dazzling bright, meaning the sun, the high day when the sun is at its full radiance. Wallayli, and by the night, Allah says, I swear by the night, إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا, when it is covered completely up, meaning the sun is completely covered up. So all these verses, Allah is swearing by the sun and something about the sun. By the sun and its gentle morning brightness. By the moon that borrows the light of the sun. By the day where the sun's light is dazzling bright. And by the night which completely conceals the sun. So these verses have to do with the sun. Allah continues to make a qasam. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا. And by the sky, I swear by the sky, and what built it, what built the sky. In the translation, you will see it says, and by he who built it. In actual fact, ma in Arabic means what. Not man. Man is who built it. Ma is what built it. وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا. And by the earth, which who made it flat. Now, you know when you ask someone, who are you? What's he going to respond with? His name, right? But if you ask him, what are you? You usually give your profession. I am an engineer. What are you? I am a teacher. So Allah is saying, basically, by the sky and the expertise and the brilliance and the intelligence that built the sky, and by the earth and the expertise and brilliance that made the earth flat and homely. So far, Allah is still making vows. I swear by the sun, the moon, the night, the day, the sky, the earth. Not yet getting to the actual point. Allah now changes and Allah says, وَنَفْسِي وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And I swear by the nafs and that which balanced the nafs. سَوَّاهَا is to balance it. Remember this word, it's important. سَوَّاهَا means to balance, to keep it in proportion, to keep it level. The nafs, there is no English word to describe the nafs. If you look at it linguistically in the dictionary, tanafas is what? To breathe, to inhale and exhale. It refers to something that is alive. If there's any sisters here and her name is Nafisa, she'll tell you Nafisa means precious, something valuable. So tanafas and tanafus refers to something alive, something that breathes, something that is precious. It also means fafi dhalika فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Those who compete, it means to struggle and compete. So all these meanings are within the word nafs. Allah also uses the word nafs. The nafs, if you ask, we have a nafs inside of us. And it is the place of desire. It is the place of fear and happiness. It's the place of guidance and misguidance. It's the place of struggle. It's the place which you need to conquer. So Allah describes, by the one who made the nafs and then balanced it. So far, still vowing. Allah swaying by the sun, the heavens, the earth, and by the nafs. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. So by the one who made the nafs and balanced it, and then alhama, ilham is to inspire. And Allah inspired and taught the nafs. فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Fujur, we know fujur means to commit sin or rebel. Linguistically, fujur means to tear or break apart. And taqwa, we know to be righteousness, but linguistically, it means to protect. So Allah says, by the nafs, and the one who balanced it, and then taught it, what will break it apart, and what will protect it. So understand this concept here. Right. Now all of these are vows, qasam. And this, the next ayah is really the center or the heart of this entire surah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I swear by all these things that قَدَ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That surely successful is the one that purifies it. What is the it referring to? The nafs. وَقَدَ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And surely he has failed who corrupts it. So the nafs, if we look at what is the relationship between those initial vows of the sun and the nafs. The Mufassirin would mention that the nafs is like the sun. The sun can be gently bright, it can be radiant and brilliant, it can even lend its light and in the darkness illuminate the moon, or it could be completely covered up in darkness. It's still there, but it's completely gone. That Allah says, I've balanced this nafs of yours, and I've taught you what will break it and what will protect it. So whoever purifies it and keeps it clean and safe, then you are successful. And whoever makes dasaha, dasaha means to bury something in the sand. Means to, what the Quraysh did with their daughters is dasaha, putting them in a hole and covering it up. So Allah is saying, I've given you this conscience that tells you what is right and wrong. That each and every one of us, we have this instinctive knowledge of this is right or not right. So So whoever turns away from it and buries that, your natural inclination of good, you will be lost and you'll be ruined. Allah, the Prophet says in Hadith Bukhari, that every child Allah creates on the fitrah, a pure inclination of good, of the right way. But he becomes indoctrinated to be a good person or a bad person, a Jew or a Christian or whatever it might be, but everyone is born on this fitrah. Also, if we look at these ayat, there are two opposing forces. There's the sun and the moon, the night, the day and the night, the sky and the earth. Again, showing the nafs being balanced as two sides to the scale. The insan is constantly struggling with his nafs. One part of his nafs was created here with the earth, the body. The other part of his nafs comes from his ruh, which Allah blew in, which is outside of this dunya. So whoever gives into his earthly self, he makes dasa, literally, he goes back to the earth, and then he will corrupt his nafs. Similarly, if you neglect the earthly side of yourself, you will also lose out. But Allah is saying everything must be in proportion and balanced. Now the surah shifts. Are you okay for the rest of the surah? It's a story, it's a lot lighter. Not light story, but it's a story now. So Allah explains about balance. Allah explained about opposites. Allah explains that you have the capacity, each and every one of you has a nafs, the capacity of good and bad. The same nafs can become Fir'aun, and the same nafs can be Abu Bakr. In fact, look at this. Once you understand the nafs, now you understand when Allah says that everyone is made from nafsin wahida. All of the nufus, all the nafses in the world came from one original master nafs, like a program. You are all copies of that program. Yet you have the ability, the capacity to make it a perfect program or corrupt it. Now Allah will go into a story about the people who corrupted the nufus. They broke the balance. So Allah says, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِتَغْوَاهَا. That Thamud belied and denied through their transgressions. Taghwa is to transgress. They went out of balance. They broke the rules. They went extreme. So Thamud belied through their transgressions. Idhim ba'atha ashqaha. When the worst of them went forward. I want you to focus on the word ashqaha from shiqawa. It means to be wretched, to be miserable. This word will come tomorrow, inshallah, in our tafsir tomorrow. So Allah says, when the worst of them walked forward. Some back information here. Thamud were the people of which Nabi? Nabi Salih. And the people of the city of Nabi Salih was very close many, many centuries, thousands of years ago, before the Prophet ﷺ, the people of Nabi Salih lived close to where Medina is today, a few hundred kilometers from Medina. Meaning the people of Quraysh knew about Thamud. They knew about it. There's the city in ruins. No one lives there, but there's massive structures here. So the Arabs were well acquainted with Thamud. The Nabi Salih came to them. These people committed shirk. They transgressed. They abused people. They committed oppression with other tribes. So Allah sent them Nabi Salih. They rejected Nabi Salih. They asked him for a miracle. So Allah brought out of a rock a camel. Still they rejected, and Allah left them. So they were asked, if you don't accept the ayah of Allah, at least don't go against it. Don't harm this camel. And the leaders of Thamud, even though they hated the camel, they didn't do anything. But one man, the worst of them, he went forward. So Allah says, إِذِمْ بَعْثَ أَشْقَاهَا. When the most wretched of the people of Thamud went forward, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقَيَاهَا. So immediately the Rasul of them, meaning Nabi Salih, said to them, Naqatullahi wa suqayaha. Watch out, this is the camel of Allah, and that water belongs to the camel. I'm warning you, don't go near this camel. Fakadhabuhu. But this person denied, he didn't believe, he didn't listen. Faakaruha. He didn't only kill the camel, he tortured the camel to death. When he did that, immediately, when you see this fa is of immediacy. Damdama, fadamdama. Immediately Allah, fadamdama alayhim, rabbuhum, bidambihim, fasawaha. Damdama means to pound something into the ground until it disappears completely. So immediately when that man killed the camel, Allah sent an adab on them, completely flattening them, bidambihim, because of their sins. فَسَوَّاهَا. Then Allah leveled it. Now the Mufassirin, so look at this ayah. The man disbelieved and he went and killed the camel. And then Allah sent an adab on them, فَسَوَّاهَا, and leveled and made it equal. Two tafsirs here. One, that Allah dealt the punishment out equally, not just to the one who killed it, but also those who stood by and took selfies and watched and laughed. The punishment was equal upon all of them. Also, it could mean that they went out of balance, so Allah brought the scale back into balance. Allah brought equality and equilibrium once again. فَسَوَّاهَا. You brought injustice, Allah will bring justice. وَلَا يَخَافُ أُقَبَاهَا. And he does not fear the consequences thereof. Uqbaha, we know al-aqiba, meaning the end, the ultimate outcome. The consequence is the aqiba. Uqba means the ultimate or the major consequence. It is hyperbole, it is more emphatic. So this ayah says, and he does not fear the big consequences thereof. Who do you think the he is in this ayah? Let's do some tafsir here. The ayah says, and he does not fear the consequences thereof. There's two opinions here. Who does not fear the consequences of it? The one view is, and this is the majority view, in the previous ayah, the subject of the ayah was Allah. That Allah brought punishment on them and leveled them out and brought justice back in. So Allah does not fear the consequences of bringing out judgment. Allah is saying, I don't fear what you might say about me 1,500 years. I don't fear who you are. If you are unjust, I will bring the scales back into balance. And I don't fear the consequences of that. The minority view says, the sinner is not the one who fears the consequences of his actions. So Allah says, both interpretations are correct. But the surah speaks about balance. That in every one of us, we have the capability of being Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or Fir'aun, Iblis. That this nafs, the one nafs, that same nafs, is what Thamud had and what the Sahaba had. And it's always in the state of struggle, balance and imbalance. And it's up to you to purify it. قَدَ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That successful is the one who purifies it. That is the answer to all those qasams. Now inshallah tomorrow, Allah will go more into detail describing how do we purify this nafs. How do we succeed in purifying it, inshallah. Any questions? There's a psychology about us. Yes, question. Yes. Yes. It's beautiful. Yes. As you can see, every verse, that ha, 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 refers to it. But each time the it is different. In the beginning it's the sun. Later on the it is the nafs. And the domir, we call this the pronoun. It's the interesting part is to look who it refers to. And different interpretations, yet all of them apply. And if you were to say it means Allah in this, it works. And if it means the person who does not fear his consequences, it also works to show the multitude of meanings. And also this rhyme and rhythm is to make, as Allah says, it's easy to memorize. And the point we want to highlight, and you'll see this as we go through the tafsir of the different surahs, every letter, every word is put in place for a reason. And when we understand, you know, we don't have an in-depth knowledge of Arabic, but when you understand how Allah constructs these sentences, it is really a masterpiece in the way it is done. The way Allah uses the word balance for the soul, and then also balance or equal in terms of the punishment, it gives that same meaning. When Allah says the nafs is made from the earth, and then he says whoever makes dasaha returns it to the earth, meaning you give in to your lower self, you will corrupt it. It's both literal and metaphorically beautiful. And inshallah, as we go through, I hope We said the objective of this series is to connect to the Quran. That these surahs which we recite every day, we now understand when Allah speaks to us in these surahs. So inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love and the understanding of the Quran and the appreciation for these verses. Ameen. We will begin our quiz this evening, inshallah. The first of our quiz in the series of quizzes, inshallah, and question number one. So all of you should have a card. You should all have a card now. And the question for tonight, you just circle the correct answer. Let's see what the question is. What is the number of Surah Ash-Shams? Is it Surah 89, the sun? Is it Surah 91, the sun? Surah 91, the moon? Surah 89, the moon? So which Surah number is the Surah? Circle the correct answer. Write your name and hand it in, inshallah. And as always, there will be prizes towards the end of the week, inshallah. Jazakallah khair, wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi salam wa salim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.